And we're going to, at this point, I believe, invite forward the church council and elders for the installation for the 2023 year. Please come forward if that speaks to you this morning. And quite a few of them are here. We're going to install them and then introduce them here as well. All right, awesome. You can guys go ahead and face me for a moment, then I'll have you turn around in just a second. Our council is really, and elders are really important in fulfilling the passage from 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40. It says this, make sure that all things should be done decently and in good order. And that's kind of a charge for our council for this year. To that end, the constitution and bylaws of this congregation, Peace, establish various offices to which men and women are elected and appointed to serve. In so doing, the church follows the example in the Bible. First example is from 1 Peter, his first epistle. It says this, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. You have been elected to serve on the council here at Peace Lutheran Church. You are to work with the pastor that our life together in Christ may be orderly and pleasing in his sight. You are to see that the temporal affairs of the congregation are properly administered and that proper support is provided for the workers of this congregation. You are to assist in caring for the poor and the sick, in cultivating harmony among the members, in promoting the general welfare of the congregation, and in furthering the kingdom of Christ here and throughout the world. While holiness of life and obedience to Christ are expected of all members of the congregation, it is especially important that you, as office bearers in this church, show yourselves by word and example to be faithful to him in service and Christian devotion. In the presence of God and of this congregation, I therefore ask you, do you accept the offices entrusted to you, and do you promise faithfully to carry out your duties, trusting in the Lord? If so, then answer, I do. And then a question of the congregation today as you look forward. You have heard the promises of faithfulness spoken by these men and women whom you have selected to serve as officers of peace. Do you promise to support them in their work, to remember them in your prayers, and to work with them in the best of the abilities that God has given you, so that he may be glorified and his work be done in our midst? If so, congregation, then answer, we do. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I install you as officers and elders of Peace Lutheran Church in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's go ahead and have them turn around. And I think what we'll do is we'll have you each kind of introduce yourself, just your name and the position that you serve. How about that? And we'll start with El Presidente.
Right over here.
George Abel, Council President.
Andy Sick, Trustee.
David Lighting, Trustee.
Lynn Reigns, Treasurer.
And the Secretary. Dave Leibniz, Elder. Lynn Schwartz, Elder.
Murph Munster, Elder.
Jan Williams, Financial Secretary.
Oscar Dubois, Elder.
Karen Stanley, Sunday School Co-Superintendent.
Awesome. All right, let's give them a round of applause. And we look forward to the good things God's going to do through all of us, and thank you for saying yes to the answer. You can go back to your seats.